Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and it's anniversary time with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve has been a member of our brand. He's an original founding member, and we're celebrating his 18th anniversary. Got him right out of high school. He's our good friend. He's our profit pro. Steve Martin, welcome back, and happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, Jim, thank you so much. It's hard to believe it's been 18 good years.
Can you believe it? I know it. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Well, thank you for being such an abiding resource and supporter. And folks, what you don't know, unless you've heard me talking about it in the past, is Steve has been off the air. Steve has been an absolute irreplaceable friend for me and supporter to me on things that I've tried to do. He's always there when I need him. And Steve, I just want you to know, in front of all these folks, I want you to know how much I appreciate the kind of person you are, not just your intellect, but also your giving nature. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's just it's a delight to know you and to work with you on our common mission of helping small businesses.
We've had fun, haven't we, too? We've done some good work and had fun, too. So speaking of fun, what could be more fun than talking about budgeting, right?
Oh, my goodness.
People are just – I just hear the cockles being warmed out there right now. They're going off all over the place. So that's what we're going to talk about today, folks. So forewarned is forearmed. Don't reach for the dial. You might actually learn something. So I got to believe that the first mistake in budgeting that people make – is not budgeting.
Oh, Jim, that's absolutely correct. It's like starting a business without a business plan. It's like starting a road trip without a map and any gas in the tank.
Driving down a one-way street the wrong way at dark, in the fog, in the middle of the night with the lights off.
Yeah, running a business by default is basically what's happening when you don't have an annual operating plan or a business plan going forward. So you're absolutely right. First mistake.
But I also know that sometimes people think a budget is everything. I've had people to tell me they want to start a business. Back when I had my consulting company, someone would say, "Well, I want you to help me start my business," and I would say, "Okay, bring me your stuff and let me see what you got." And they'd show up with a budget. Well, it was just one column of numbers, and I said, "Well, this is fine to start with, but, you know, you're not going to operate for a month and go home. You're going to operate for a lot of months and years." And so, and I'd have to show them how to project that budget.
Yeah, that's the critical element of it. But, you know, the second mistake that people make once they have an annual operating plan or a budget set up,
what?
Is they adhere to it as though it were cast in concrete.
Yeah.
And an opportunity comes along to make a difference, maybe improve their profits,
right?
Reduce their costs. You know, as you know, that's one of my favorite activities, helping people succeed. And they see that opportunity and they say, "It's not in our budget. We can't spend that money to make money, so it's not going to happen."
Well, you know, in the infantry, you learn that the best battle plans of all time disintegrated at first contact with the enemy.
That's exactly right. And what is music to my ears is, and I meet with a lot of entrepreneurs in my work with SCORE. I talked with one the other day, and he said, "I got my plan built, and then the world started happening to me." And
classic.
He said, I thought that my market segment was going to be one narrow field, and you know what? It's not. I've had to invest more money in different activities, and I have tripled my business by paying attention to what the customers and the market and the business were saying.
Imagine that. Where'd that come from, right?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. He said, if I had stuck to my plan, I'd be out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if I didn't have a plan, I wouldn't have been able to start. But the fact is, you have to be flexible. You have to listen to what's going on and be able to be flexible.
Well, a budget is just step one, isn't it?
Yeah.
In your company, in your year, in your month, in your day, it's just step one. It's your attempt to identify what you think is. Now the truth is, after you've been in business a while, your budget ought to be pretty close, right? Because you should know what your rent's going to be, what your insurance is going to be, pretty close to what your payroll is going to be, et cetera, right? You should be pretty close after you've been in business a while.
You should, but again, things are going to change.
Things change.
The market's going to tell you something.
Marginal activity creates marginal expenses and revenue. Quick break, 20 till, right back with Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.